So Chazal instituted that, that when, at the same time Chazal instituted the halachas of how to say tefila, the process of tefila Shemoneh Esrei, the way we have it, Chazal also instituted that since this Anshei Knesset Gedola, since there were people which are not necessarily familiar with the language of the tefila, etc., that you would have a person who was familiar with it, who was a baki, would get up and say the tefila out loud, and people would be able to listen to it and fulfill their obligation of tefila through the concept of Shemei Ka'ona. Now, Shemei Ka'ona does not, nor, which is the idea when a person hears something, it is considered as if he said it. We know that that works not only in the setting of Tzibur. We know that works in the setting of, I'm sitting by Friday night by Kiddush, and there's a husband and a wife, and the husband says Kiddush, and the wife is, fulfills her obligation of Kiddush by hearing her husband say Kiddush. So Shemei Ka'ona does not need the vehicle of a tzibur of 10 people for it to function. But by, over here by tefillah, Chazal put the process of the one person being mitzvah, everybody else with tefillah, they put it under the rule of, that it needs a tzibur. And it got the halacha of tefillah b'tzibur. Tefillah b'tzibur has many advantages, which Rashi, we will talk about that as a separate topic, you know, in this discussion, the importance of tefillah b'tzibur in general, person it should be mishal hadam with a tzibur, etc. But Chazal said that the process of tefillah b'tzibur was yoytzei with people by listening to the chazan in a context of a minyan of people listening to the chazan and being yoytzei that way. He said you cannot be yoytzei tefillah, this tefillah by having him saying out loud and everybody else be yoytzei unless you have a tzibur there, you have 10 people there, a minyan there. So this was the tikkun of Chazal. And then they said, however, if somebody is familiar with davening himself, he does not need the chazan to be mitzi him. He should daven himself. He should not use the chazan to be mitzi him, with the exception of the tefillah of Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, which they said that even a person who's a baki can be ikradin, can be yotze with the, listening to the chazan, without all of the piyutim, etc. You know, it's the original ikrad tefillah, because it's a long tefillah. There's many parts to it, so maybe a person might forget. So they said everybody, even a baki, can be yotze. But they said, but otherwise, we say a person who's a baki cannot be yotze with chazaras hashach. Now, they came along in the next step, and they said, okay, now what do you do if you have a tzibur, which are all bekiyim, and they cannot be yotze with chazaras hashach? So why are we saying chazaras hashach? Because I just told you that the purpose of the chazan was to be yotze the person who does not familiar. A person who's familiar cannot use the chazan to be yotze. He must say it himself. They said, you know, once you made the tekana of chazaras hashach, that remains in place, even if there's nobody there who needs to be yotze, and there's a chiva of chazaras hashach, even in that situation. So the tekana moved from the chazan being mitzi the tzibur, in case where the people were not familiar, to the case where people were familiar, and the chazan was saying it for the few individuals who did not know, to the point where we always say it, even though we have a tzibur which are all bekiyim, and they all would know, and they do not really need the chazan, we still say chazaras hashach. We mentioned 2 days ago that LP others deeper understandings, Chazaras Hashatz is very significant. Even in that situation where everybody's a baki, Chazaras Hashatz is significant. So we should not take it lightly. The Rizal was makbid, always have Chazaras Hashatz, not to do even Haicha Kedusha, which we do sometimes. Because he said the Ikra Tefillah is still remains the Tefillah of the Tzibur together, everybody listening to the Chaz. So the Vilna Gaon says, the Gemara says, the person who davened and feels he wasn't answered should daven again. That doesn't mean you daven a second Shemoneh Esrei. It means you listen to Chazaras Hashatz, because that's the Ikar Tefillah. So again, Chazaras Hashatz is very significant in the deeper understanding of Chazaras Hashatz. But based on the basic Takana of that Chazal introduced, it was he might say the Tzibur. So now what we're going to do is explain, we have to explain what is the process of the Chazan, how is he might say the Tzibur, what does he have to do to make sure that he's does his obligation to be mitzvah the tzibur? What does the tzibur have to do to make sure that they are being yotzei, fulfilling their obligation of listening, answering amen, etc.? How many people do you need for that of the tzibur to be that there's the tekana goes into place? How many people davening, etc.? So all of those halachas are the halachas we're going to be speaking about, Bez Hashem, in the coming weeks. Have a good morning and have a good day.